Sunday morning show with Walt and Mike. That's Tonic. And If You Could Only See. It's 8:12 on Monday, January 25th. Mike Florida in the studio. And joining me is Jamie Glockner, who is the manager of the Negaunee Office of Honor Credit Union. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there on a Monday morning. You know how it is. You know, we're just coming off that weekend. In fact, we were talking about that off the air a little bit. But one of the cool things, it's something that's going on very cool tonight at a girls basketball game. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, Honor Credit Union, one of the greatest things that we do is we get involved in our community and we get involved in our schools. Tonight we have a game, Negaunee Miners versus Ishpeming Hematites, girls basketball action. And we'll be kind of helping out with the concession stand, but we'll also have our second halftime show. It's pretty cool. I got the idea from a Michigan State game, and we're doing musical chairs.
Musical chairs. I know you had said that you might want to get your dancing shoes going for this game tonight if you want to participate, but that's got to be fun.
It is. It is. It's a great time. We're going to have three students from Negaunee, three from Ishpeming, and they'll do a little musical chairs and with a little twist of basketball in it. So it's going to be a great time.
That's going to be at halftime of the game tonight. The game is at Ishpeming tonight, and the tip-off at Ishpeming is at 7:30.
Correct.
I want to mention, too, Honor Credit Union bought brand new varsity uniforms for the girls, both home and away, and they look fantastic.
They do. They do. I've heard of a lot of compliments. Coach Rico and I are pretty good friends, and we kind of came up with a plan and kind of proposed it to the Ishpeming schools and also Honor Credit Union and kind of figure out what we could do to make this happen, and we were able to make it happen, and it's a great opportunity to help that school.
When you guys say that you're involved in the community, you're not kidding. It's not just fun at halftime, but it's also, you know, like I say, coming up with new uniforms when you need them, new equipment when you need them. You guys really are involved in the community.
We are. You know, Honor Credit Union used to be a Barings Teachers Credit Union. We're a teachers credit union. So we are really focused with our schools and want to be involved, whether it's with a book sales or, this Friday is Negaunee's Friendship Festival. We want to be in the schools.
And tonight, not only are you going to put on a pretty good halftime show, but you're going to be helping out with concessions.
Yeah, make sure you stop by, say hi, grab some popcorn, maybe a pop and a Snickers, and you know, enjoy the action tonight.
It is 8:18 on Monday, January 25th, and joining me in the studio is Jamie Glockner, who is manager of the Negaunee Office of Honor Credit Union. And Jamie, you got a big thing happening tonight at the Ishpeming Gym. Tell us about it.
Mike, tonight it's going to be a great action. It's going to be Negaunee Miners versus Ishpeming Hematites girls basketball action. As we were just talking about, it's going to be a game tonight that each team's going to find out where they're at, especially with the Ishpeming Hematites. Coach Ryan's been really building that team up. And it's great that Honor Credit Union is able to be there, not only in the concession stand, but also doing our halftime show.
You're doing a halftime show, too. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with that.
Yeah.
Without spilling too many beans.
it's going to be a great time. We had our initial halftime show, which was a great success. Our second one is a little flavor of music and chairs, you know, musical chairs. And we're going to have a couple students from Negaunee, a couple from Ishpeming, and they're going to have a great time with a little basketball twist. And it's going to be a prize that they're going to be kind of shocked when they actually get it.
Wow. Yeah, I know. There were two great prizes on the last event that you had, and people were really happy that they took part in that. It was a kind of a shoot thing that you did, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And then Honor Credit Union is also going to be working in the concession stand as well.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of volunteers helping out with that Ishpeming Booster Club. And stop by, come say hi, ask us questions if you want. You know, grab some popcorn and pop, and you know, I love Snickers bars, so it's a great time to be there tonight at the game.
Also, the Ishpeming girls will be in their home uniforms at Honor Credit Union purchase for them, which was fantastic. And when you guys say you're part of the community, you really are involved and are part of the community.
Yes, we want to invest not only our community but also our schools. You know, that's our future, is our schools. But whether it's on the court, on the field, in the classroom, Honor Credit Union wants to be there.
Big game tonight. The Negaunee Minor girls come to Ishpeming to play the Ishpeming Hematites. Tip-off time is at 7:30. You want to make sure that you come out. If you're a basketball fan at all, you want to make sure you come out. And then you get a chance to watch the cool halftime show besides.
Exactly. And I also want to add, you know, come out for that JV game.
Absolutely.
that's so important. You know, give those girls a chance, you know, cheer them on and see what's up and coming.
And they are very, very good, too. The JV game for Ishpeming Hematites are good, and I know the Negaunee Minor JVs are good. So that is going to be, that's a great point. I'm glad you made that point because it's going to be great basketball.
It is. It's going to be, like you said, a basketball fan night tonight.
Jamie, how can folks find out more?
Well, you can go to our Honor Credit Union Facebook page. You can look up there.
And the phone number? Who can they call?
You can call our number at 906-475-4149. You can kind of find out more either from our branch or from our marketing team.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Kelsey Nemesville is going to try to make a 40-foot shot from center court?
I would almost pay money, but you know what? We do have another halftime show coming up next week at the Ishpeming Schools, so maybe we can squeeze that one in.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Yeah.
Jamie Glackner joining me in the studio, manager of the Negaunee office of the Honor Credit Union. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.